everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. It's that time of year again for the annual Chickasha Auto Swap Meet. 3 full days of parts for classic antiques, street rods, muscle cars, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for. It's the largest auto swap meet in Oklahoma, and it's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 9th, 10th, and 11th, next to the Grady County Fairgrounds in Chickasha, and it's free to the public. You're invited to bring your car or your parts. Reserve your space at the Chickasha Auto Swap Meet now. For more information, go to ChickashaAutoSwapMeet.com. That's ChickashaAutoSwapMeet.com. See you at the swap meet.
Active market pressure redeveloped here on Thursday with triple-digit losses in feeder cattle and lean hog futures. Hog futures posted the most aggressive losses as traders braced for additional tariffs on China to be rolled out early Friday. This could add even more volatility and market pressure to not only hog futures, but all markets. July corn futures about 10 cents lower, the Dow Jones 358 points lower, NASDAQ down 91 points. Over in live cattle today, mixed trade continues in live cattle futures with front month June holding narrow 32-cent gains, while the rest of the complex moves lower. The overall lack of support focused on triple-digit losses in feeder cattle prices, while the rest of the livestock complex remains extremely bearish. Limited market direction was seen throughout the session, although the tone of the complex not expected to change significantly before the end of the week. Cash cattle interest remained quiet today, with a few cleanup deals expected through the end of the week. Box beef cutouts today were mixed 50 cents lower in select and up 40 cents per hundredweight in choice, with moderate movement of 118 total loads. Over in feeder cattle today, even though moderate to sharp losses held in feeder cattle futures, trade volume was limited. Futures trade is well contained with $1 to $1.40 per hundredweight losses as traders continue to focus on general market weakness. But the overall outside market pressure in grains also limited additional downward pressure in the market due to lower production costs. Meanwhile, grains were lower today with corn trade 9 to 11 cents lower, soybean trade was 17 cents to 19 cents lower, with a lack of trade progress and export business still weighing on the market, with trade scoring the lowest levels since December of 2008. Meal was $3.50 to $4.50 lower, and oil 40 cents to 50 cents lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was 5 to 9 cents lower, with trade following the lead of the row crops, with overall the best action of grains here on Thursday.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.